Okay, good morning everyone. We're still in the first chapter of Chovas Tamidim, where the Rebbe is giving his call to the students to realize how great they are and what their potentials are. And it's up to them to decide what kind of lives they want. And we ended off where he says it's when you're looking at yourself, you have to realize it's not just a child we're looking at, we're looking at an adult, we're not just looking at your own life, we're looking at the entire Jewish people. And if you're going to let the opportunities of a young child be frittered away, so not only has that child been destroyed, so to speak, but it could be also a great tzaddik of the Jewish people could be lost. So we're somewhere in the middle of that big paragraph on Lamed Aleph. So let's take it about 10 lines from the top. And towards the end of the line where it says, V'lo l'chol levad harayosa. I think that's where we ended. Does that make sense?
I have done evil for harayosa, so I think you said that word.
All right, well, we'll just do that line then. V'lo l'chol levad harayosa. And not only for yourself alone have you done bad, rakam be'am Yisrael kulo, but also for the entire Jewish people, and af lahakadosh va'af lahakadosh Yisrael pagat, and also to the sanctity of Israel, you have put a blemish. So you've really created all kinds of damages beyond yourself. Val davar zeh shechina mekonenes umayaleles lemor, and for such a type of thing that happens, the divine presence wails and different expressions of wailing, crying, lamenting, saying the following. It's as if Hashem is saying the following: Siftu shamayim umalachechem, let the heavens and their angels eulogize. Af ha'oretz umulala, also the entire world and that which inhabits and fills it in. That what? That leave for me, Hashem, Mar Yifkayun, they should cry bitterly. Olam li barasi, a world for me I created. V'lishkom besocha kivisi, and I desire to be able to dwell in this world. That's the purpose of why I created the world, that the world should be a place that is welcoming of my presence. And when my presence is in the world, says Hashem, then the purpose of the creation of the world becomes realized. Gidole Yisrael Vavode Hatzadikim, the great leaders of the Jewish people, my servant, the Tzadikim, Eshchina Si Bo Yam Shichu, my Shchina, they would draw forth, Vezgadlu Shmi Besoche Yakdishu, and the greatness of my name inside of this world they would sanctify, Estivari Lekulam Yashmiu, and they would cause all to hear my words, Vlavoda Si, Eskulam Yisaglu Vishabdu, and to my service they would make everybody fit and subjugated towards. And that's what should have happened. That's what I created the world for. Vine Boha Elamazah, and look this covering, this has happened now. From the word Olam, you know, it's hidden. Vitzadik Vigodal Asher Elav Chikisi Mimeni Ibeid. And this great tzaddik, this great person, which for him I waited, right? It's been lost from me. Vevet asher es kvodi yaktish v'ishka me'iti b'teo. And the servant who would be able to sanctify and bring to reside my honor from me was nullified. Regel me'ragle kisei kvodi asher bo'oretz nigda. A foot from the throne of my honor that would be touching in this world, nigda, has been smashed. V'chelek shechinasi min olami nigrash, and a part of my shechina from my world has been chased away. This is all the result of a young child not reaching his potential. So we got to realize how much Hashem, so to speak, is counting on us raising our kids in the best way possible. And for everyone that doesn't make it the way they're supposed to, see how much is lacking in this world reaching its potential. So that's what he's telling the kid. That's what we're telling our children. And again, whatever we're telling our children is all for ourselves too. we are all, many of us are all children in terms of what we're capable of doing and how we're gonna help the Jewish people and Hashem's cause. And if we don't live up to that potential, we just let Hashem down in a very big way. So, Nare Ubachure Yisrael, so young fellows of the Jewish people, Ol Godel Hutal Al Tzavarechem, a great yoke has been placed on your necks. Achrayus Gidolah, a great achrayus, a great responsibility. Gidola V'Rabba Harbe Midatchem V'Disechem Aleichem, much greater than what you're capable of thinking and what your knowledge is about has been placed upon you. As Kol Beis Yisrael Tzrichem Etem Lamid, you have to stand up the entire house of Israel. Chasidov, Tzadikov, Geonov, V'Chachamov, Mikem Lahotzi. From you must emerge pious, righteous scholars. Afhiskalos, Shchinas, Uzov, V'Hiskorvus, Bias, Mishicho, V'Yad Chamnitna. And what's also been put in your hands is the revelation of the might of the Shekhinah and the closeness of the bringing of the Mashiach is all being put in your hands. It's all resting on your shoulders. Do you want that, God forbid, that we should rot in the Golus? Ein Roeh, where there's no one, there's no seers, Lo Novi V'Chose, there's no prophets and people who, again, spiritual people, right? Oh, ha'im gam yiyashar b'nechem shibodenu b'golos chas v'sholom od yoser nered v'atshol nipol? Or is it also straight in your eyes that while we're still in the golos, this is pleasing to you, that God forbid we should fall to lower levels? U'bochem dor haba, and in you the next generation, gam gon gam tzadik omid b'peretz l'galos es kedushas elokeinu chas v'sholom l'yimotze, that great wise scholars who could stand at the breach of the Golus, will we, God forbid, not be able to have that person who will bring in the holiness of Hashem? How call Ela Yisapak Hashem? Do you want Hashem? Does Hashem have to take all of that from us, from you guys? So, in other words, he's saying, you know, we're in bad shape, and the Golus is not getting any better. And it's in your hands to make it better for us. This is the responsibility that's on your shoulders. And I'm sure it's possible that each and every one of you is going to rely on your friend. And you're going to say like this, Gedol Yisrael, Mishara Bachurim Zulasi Yismachu. The great leaders of the Jewish people, they're going to come from other boys, but not me. You know, it'll be that guy's kid. You know, he's his father's richer and his father's more spiritual, and you know he's going to be, my friend will be the leader of the Jewish people, not me. Vanias Rachel Vesatzel, and I'll be lazy and I'll slack off. Avol Imlehis Rachel, but if you're talking going to do that, think about it. Gam Chaverecha Kamocha Yisrashlu, so your friend will also slack off. They're going to rely on you. In other words, what you're thinking, others are thinking the same way. What's going to become with the Torah? Everyone's relying on everybody else to get the job done, and nothing's going to get done. Am Yisrael, Goy Kodesh, Mayehelov, the holy nation of the Jewish people, what will become of it? Hashchina HaKedosh, Mateh, what's going to happen to God's holy divine presence? Naru Bachur Yisrael, young man of the Jewish people, Lomei Torah v'doreish as Hashem kagodol kakoton. Your job is to learn Torah and seek out Hashem, the big and the small. Meaning, no matter how great you think you are, if you're a big guy or not such a big guy in spirituality, you all have the job to do. Hakol echad mikem achov muto legalos mikir bo es nishmas Yisrael v'lasas as atzma lamud. Each and every one of you have an obligation that's placed on you to reveal from what is inside the soul of the Jewish person, and to make yourself a pillar, Asher Beis Yisrael Yishayna Love, that the house of Israel can rely on, can lean on. Ein b'chem af echad asher yuchal liftor asas min achrayas hazos. There's not one of you who can exempt himself from the obligation that you have upon yourself. So you can really understand why the book's called Chovas HaTalmidim now, a student's obligation. See, that's what the obligation is. The obligation is to be able to be a pillar for the Jewish people to rest upon. And that's on each and every one of our children is a future pillar of the Jewish people. And if we would realize that that's who we're dealing with, we'd be taking a lot more care in how we're raising our kids. And we as late blooming pillars would be taking care of ourselves. That's what's resting on. That's why the Jewish people are in such a sad state. That's what he was worried about 100 years ago. 100 years ago when this book came out. And you see what kind of Churban came. So things aren't much better, and we've got big responsibilities that we have to take care of. Okay, so that's the call, the clarion call to the Bachrim. See, the introduction really shows, although he's saying he's repeating himself, the introduction is laid the groundwork for everything he's going to say, and these words are fitting right into it. Okay, Perek Sheni. Okay, Perek Sheni does not have a lot of meat in it. Really, we're not going to get to the real meat of the book until the fourth chapter, because that's when he gets into specific issues that have to be dealt with. So now he's just, it's the first three chapters, just like the first three brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. You really don't get into anything, so to speak, but we have to understand what the realities are. So the Rebbe's going to understand what the realities are before we get into the actual requirements of what we're going to do in terms of improving on the children over there. Okay, so let's begin the next chapter. Lamed Vav. Reishis Histaglus HaTalmid, the beginning of the development of the student. So here it says an interesting concept. what has the Rebbe done now? If a kid's really paying attention to what the Rebbe said and taking seriously what the Rebbe said, what's going to be his reaction? Scared, right? So now the Rebbe's got to kind of deal with that. I mean, he's really giving him a heavy. It's like real serious. You got to realize that there's so much potential that can be brought out of you. So, and each kid's going, "Who, me?" He says, yeah, you. I'm talking to you. You're the one. You're the next Chafetz Chaim. You're the next whatever, the great secular Irving Bunim or whoever that's going to lead the Jewish people. He says, "I can't do that, right?" But everybody's saying, no, it's true, really. And the whole Shekhinah, everything rests on you. So what's going to be? So you're going to worry now. And that's what the Rebbe addresses in the next issue. Very important Hasidish concept. He says, as da'agoscha, your worry, imcha anu dogim, we are worrying too. That's maso'acha agodol mimcha, and this load that's bigger than you, imcha anu lamasa, it's a load for us as well. Is that tachlis divareinu bakuntra sase? And this is the goal of our words in this small booklet. V'imach, in other words, you have what to be worried about. V'imach tishma v'tirtza. But if you will listen and you'll want, ishius gedola tale mimcha, a great personality is going to emerge from you. Mayanos taroscha yafutsu, well springs of Torah will sprout forth from you. V'orcha yamin usmol yifrotz, and your light of the right and of the left will be able to sprout forth, asher lo shiarta tova v'secha, which you and your parents could never imagine. In other words, the greatness that's in you is unbelievable. You can't imagine, your parents can't imagine how great you could be. And yeah, it's right, that's a big load, a very big load for you to worry on, has been put on your shoulders. And that's every parent has to worry about this. So now he's saying, although you have what to be worried about, Al teyot save, Bachur Yisrael. Do not become depressed. And here's the fine distinctions that the Rebbe is going to draw here. Val yipol libcha bekir b'cha minach rayuscha hagedola. And don't let your heart fall from inside of you, like don't give up hope, from this great responsibility that was placed in front of you. Whereas what the Rebbe is saying, if you give a person a big job and big responsibility, the person has this built-in fear that he will fail. And when he has that built-in fear that he will fail, he can convince himself that he will fail. And then he fails. And then he gets depressed over the failure. He gets disappointed in himself. He becomes a depressed person because the enormity just overwhelms him. And he kind of gives up before even trying. And then he becomes depressed. I can't do such a big job. Our Yetzirahs don't like to work very hard. So it's like, imagine, what you have to look forward to. What do you have to look forward to? Work. And more work. And more work. So it could get you depressed, because that's all you seem to see is all this work that has to be done. And he's saying, and you got me so worried. Look what I have to do. Look how much has to come out of me. I don't even see myself close to that. You know how many years I'm going to have to put in? And then maybe, and you don't even necessarily believe that you're going to even achieve the goal after all that work. So he says, don't let that depress you. Ki ha'atzvus mida ra hi, I'm sorry, yeah, ki ha'atzvus mida ra hi umekalkeles as ha'moach v'alev. Because depression is a terrible characteristic. Remember, we had this before, in the Tzav Zerus? In Rabbi Nachman, right? Rabbi Nachman, that's right. That was the last piece we did with Rabbi Nachman. He talked about depression. Depression is a midah, is a characteristic. It's not something that you fall into. It's a characteristic that you cultivate within yourself. And depression is a very bad characteristic which destroys your mind and your heart. Doesn't let you think properly, doesn't let you have the right emotions. And it brings you neglect and not doing what you're supposed to do. You get lazy. Raka seizos, but do this, Afo, at least. Hiskaber baboker lokami mitoschov. Get up, overcome yourself in the morning to get up from your bed. And think of the gist of our words until this point which you said to you. And the great responsibility you have, and to worry about this. But only worry and concern, but not depression. And that's the fine line that the Rebbe is trying to get into our heads over here. Ha'atzvus Sharamisha ibeid es kol hona l'mashal. Depression should only rest on a person who has already lost all his wealth, for example. Misyayishu vatsev, he despairs and he's depressed. You just found out you lost, your whole business went under. That's not something to be depressed about. You've lost something. When you actually lose something, then I could hear why you could be depressed. Something was there, and it's gone. God forbid your house burns down. God forbid a loved one dies. It's what to be depressed about, because that which is there is gone. You're not going to get it back. Something to be depressed about. V'hadogava, what's worry? The emotion of worrying? For example, a person who knows that in this spot, somewhere in this room, dug deep into the ground is a treasure. Doeg hu alav arosa araba, he worries about the big work. Lachbor kol kach ba'adama, he's got to dig so hard in the ground. But you know it's there. So da'aga, worrying is, you know, I know it's here, am I going to get it? Am I going to find it? That's what we're worrying is, you're afraid you'll lose the opportunity that's coming to you. That's the aga. That's worrying. Depression is, I've lost. That's the difference. And that's where you have to be able to split that idea up. And one is bad and one is good. The aga is good. You should worry. A Jew's supposed to worry. Worry about what? The future. Right? Depressed about the past. Yeah, if it's taka, the past, is what to be depressed. If Chas V'Shalom, a person sitting Shiva, they're depressed. Let's not fool ourselves. And that's why they're Shiva, to get them out of that depression. Right? It's, you know, I could hear there's a reason to be, now of course, higher levels, you don't get depressed even if something in the past was bad. But the only place that the depression even has any, deserves to be, so to speak, is excusable, is understandable, is something in the past was lost, you're gonna be depressed. But in the future, we don't know what's going to happen yet. It's in your hands to determine what's going to be. You know that the diamond is somewhere here. It's here. And you have to now, going to spend a lot of time working to find it. So I'm worried, will I find it or not? And he says, let's read one more line. Avo b'mida shetisraba bo daga zo b'mida zu, to the degree that the person increases his worry in this midah, yischazek v'yisameitz yoser b'avodaso. He will strengthen himself in the work that he has to do, because he knows how important it is and what he stands to lose if he doesn't work harder. Yismach v'yavod, and he will rejoice and work at shiyimtza tzatzotzaro till he finds the treasure that he has. That's what's key. I haven't really finished everything. I know what kind of questions are coming up, so I'm going to beg your indulgence. It's not a long chapter. Let's finish the chapter. I think half the questions will get answered. If not, I'll gladly answer the questions, because there's still a few things he hasn't said yet that I know that's bothering you. Right? But right now, so far, all he has said is make a distinction between depression and worry. Worry is good. You should worry a lot about things that are in your hands to take care of. To the degree that you worry about it, it means you're going to make sure you get the job done. If you're not worried, then you say, yeah, it's not a big deal. You know, then you're probably not going to do a good job. You'll probably fail, and then you're going to get depressed. That's what's usually going to happen. Depression is a normal characteristic, and usually you get depressed after failure. I failed, I'm depressed. So you're a young kid yet, you can't be a failure yet. You know, you could be a failure at 60, 70, 80. You look at your life and it's a failure. There might be place for depression. And there's solutions for that even then. But you're, you know, a 12, 13, 14 year old kid. What are you going to be depressed? What are you depressed about? There's so much, we haven't even come yet to the moment of truth. 20, 30, 40 is still, you know, we live a long time now. Right? Rabbi Akiva was 40 when he started to change. You know, there's unbelievable stories of people we all know that made changes later in their life and became great, great people. So there's nothing to be depressed about yet. But you gotta worry. Worrying is gonna, you know, you imagine if you're worried about you might get fired at your job. What do you do if you're worried if you think you might get fired and you want to keep your job? You put in extra hours. You put in extra effort. I'm worried I might lose my job. Now what can I do to ensure that I don't lose the job? A, B, C, and D. It's because I'm worrying so much. The guy's not worried, doesn't put in the effort, and gets fired. Plain and simple. So it's a good, healthy dose of worry that should be part of your mindset. Now, in the next paragraph, he's going to say, but don't overdo it. Don't overdo it. So we'll see when to exercise worry and when not. So he says, Tachshov min godlach rayas asher alecha. You should think about the great responsibility that's upon you, v'tidak, and you should worry about it. Umitoch da'agoscha zo, and from this worry, taschil birchas haTorah. You should begin to say your Torah blessings in the morning. Here's already a piece of advice. You say birchas haTorah in the morning, right? Before we learn, hopefully everybody has said their birchas haTorah. So he's giving us now advice how to make the most use out of our Birchas HaTorah. What are we making Birchas HaTorah for? Now he's talking to Yeshiva Bachrim. Obviously it's going to have a bigger impact on us, but still there's an impact on us. Yeshiva Bachrim, what does he do all day? He learns Torah. So the bracha he's making is a preparation for this Torah learning. So for us, the meager hours that we learn every day, that's all our learning for the day. So, you know, we have to also focus on that as well. So he says, now, before you make Birchas Torah, worry about this great responsibility you have. You have to be a Torah leader. You have to be a Torah leader. That's what you're gonna have to be one day. Again, everyone's gonna be a different kind of leader. There'll be the one person who's the Rosh Yeshiva, who guides thousands of people. It's the one person who's the rabbi. Then the one person who grows up to be a father or a mother that will guide a dozen children. Which is also a Torah leader, but on a smaller scale, but with a deeper impact. Right? You could guide other Jews. Right? So therefore, you got a responsibility on yourself. You got a responsibility to bring Hashem's presence down in this world. So now, with that sense of worry, think about that worry, and now start your Birchas HaTorah. Umei omek libcha, and from the depths of your heart, Lamed Zayin, tispalel Hashem, and now daven to Hashem, and really think about these words, after you say, you commanded us la'asok b'divrei Torah. You commanded us to engage. Remember, la'asok is from the word asek, which is business. A business. You're running a business. It's a Torah business. Right? And those who have businesses, you know how to worry about your business. You have a job, you know how to worry about your job. Your first job is to be a scholar. That's your first job. Right? Lasok b'divrei Torah. Oy, gevalt, that's a big job. That's a big job to make it into an ASIC. Right? So therefore we ask Hashem, Harev no Hashem elokeinu es divrei sarascha b'finu. Hashem, please, make this job a sweet job. Make the words of the Torah sweet in our lips, in our mouths. Kiba emes, because the truth is, says the Rebbe, areva masukhi taraska. Really, the Torah you learn is sweet. It is a beautiful thing. So you should say that. And you all should have in mind, vahoshieni, and save me, shigam ani argish es noam mesikasa. That I should feel the delight of this sweetness. You know, that's the real prayer over here. That I don't usually feel it sweet. There's a problem with a bacher. Bacher sits all day learning Gemara all day long. He doesn't like learning Gemara. It's hard. It's hard to learn Gemara. For it to be sweet, it's a challenge. So, we got a mamish. Harev no Hashem okeinu es divrei sarascha b'finu. Right? It should be, mamish, help me feel this sweetness. And therefore, what will happen as a result of that? V'ni anachnu v'tzatzeinu v'tzatzeinu. Right, and that we and that our descendants, kulanu yode shemecha v'lom de sarascha lishma, will know your name and study your Torah for its own sake. So what are you saying now? Rachem no alai ribon shalom. You're saying, Hashem, please have mercy on me. She'eska lalos el asheroi nar yisrael lalos. Let me merit to achieve, to raise myself up to what is worthy of a young Jewish lad to rise himself up to. To learn your Torah for your sake and to know your name. This is the highest level. And the greatest treasure that can be found in this world and the world to come. So this is out of this sense of daga. Really, this worry really should be felt as a sense of urgency. Urgency. You know, one of the 20 steps of tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, is daga. Right? After you have yagon, after you have sorrow, it's daga. And the worry is, like, how am I going to go forward? What's the go forward position? It's all part of charata, all part of regret. Right? There's a general regret. Right? So you regret what you did and it's terrible and you have sorrow over it. And how could I have done such a thing and this was terrible mistakes? But the daga now is, so now how am I going to pick myself out of this and continue after this? And Hashem wants me to. That's the same idea. This daga is, you know, I'm concerned. I'm really concerned about what's going on. And therefore your prayer expresses your desires based out of that concern. So now what the Rebbe has taught us, a beautiful idea, that this prayer of Birchas HaTorah should be said out of daga. Should be said out of, you know, worry is more negative, so concern is a better word. Right? Right? That's the best word. And if I'm really concerned that I should accomplish something today, I want to become this. I want the words of Torah. And you know, as we've learned, if you really pray for things, Hashem gives them to you. If you really want them. If you find that your learning is difficult, you find that it's hard to remember your learning, it's hard to do a lot of these things, you gotta pray for it. And then of course you gotta act on what you're praying for. It's not good enough to pray and then fall asleep in class for 45 minutes and complain to Hashem that I'm not learning. You know, you gotta really, as a principal once said, bend to the task. Bend to the task. You gotta throw yourself into it and when you're studying, you know, you have to look at this as no different than, you know, you're in a company and they send you a bill. You get a shipment with a bill, right? So what do? You check that bill. You're not like half asleep when you're checking the bill. It's a big shipping order, and they're going to bill you for it, right? I mean, we had with the school, with the city, they sent us a bill for the year to use the school for the year, right? So it's a big bill. So somebody looked at it, and we had good scrutinizing people on our side looking. They saw the bill was $21,000 over. Now instead of it, I don't remember the numbers. It's supposed to be like $35,000, like $55,000 for the year, right? So can you imagine? A person doesn't care. That was the person worrying. He's worrying. You know, we got to pay the bills. how are we going to pay the bills? There was somebody there worrying, how do we pay the bills? So if there's somebody worrying, you take a look at that bill and say, wait a minute, that's a lot of money. What am I paying for? And he started looking, it doesn't add up. You know, and the guy at the school board says, oh, we'll have to check that out, you know, and then they come back a month. But you still have to pay it all. They said, you still have to pay it all, and then we'll check. We said, hold on. He said, the guy, see, if you work for the government, you don't care. You don't care because it doesn't matter. You profit or not, the government just taxes people more. So it's not your problem. It's not out of your pocket. And as long as you made it look like you're working, you keep your job. You know, it's that way because the people on the top are doing the same thing, so it doesn't really matter. Right? It doesn't really matter. So therefore, the least effect, that's why privatization of business is a good thing. It's a very good thing. Otherwise, nobody cares. I think a guy in government worries. He only worries to keep his job, so he fakes it off enough to make sure he's done a good job. I mean, I'm not saying it's every single one of them, but it's the vast majority of them.
You put them on commission, and you'll see
how. Whatever. That's called privatization.
Right.
That's called privatization. But we had to pay the bills, so there was somebody there who was looking to make sure to be responsible. So when you're looking at that bill, you're always being careful. So when you're learning Torah, pretend like you're checking a bill. Pretend like you're checking a bill, and you don't want anything to get by. So that's what he's saying. So that's the mindset you should have on the prayer. It should come out of a great concern. So now you said your prayer. That was the time to be concerned. You're getting up in the morning, you're awake, you're waiting for 5 minutes before I come, whatever. And then you're worried. Am I such a responsibility? I got to know this book really well. If I don't know this book really well, you know, I'm having enough trouble raising my kids. You know, if I don't really get the whole message book, you know, my kids, chas v'shalom, terrible, you know, waste of all this potential or my own potential. So you worry about it. Say the bracha out of daiga now. Say the bracha. Then you're going to mean the bracha. You see. Problem is we just read those words. Okay, I finished that obligation. Okay, now we're going to start to learn. You missed the whole point of the prayer. Prayer is supposed to express your feelings. So that it should be a prayer out of worry and concern. That, you know, you've commanded me to engage in Torah. Oh, what a responsibility that I have. It's got to be a business. Hashem, please make it sweet. If it's not going to be sweet, it's going to be very hard. And I know what's down the line, the future of me and my children, my descendants and all that. Please make it that I learn Torah for your sake and no other reason. Right? And then the second bracha, Asher Bochar Banu Mekom, you chose us from all the others. Right? So now that's it. You used up your worry for the day. No more worrying for the rest of the day now. The worrying was enough as a catalyst for an effective prayer. Now, next paragraph. Now the prayer's done. Umeyata, and now you finished your prayer. Bitach b'Hashem, have trust in Hashem. Sheshomas tfilascha, that He listened to your prayer. V'malei eshem yaslipcha, and He fulfills the expressions of your heart. V'yosif b'cha ratzon l'Torah. And He will increase in yourself a desire for Torah, uchukas ha-nefesh, and a desire of the soul, el noam Torah ha-elyon, for the delight of the supernal purity, vel kedushas avicha shebashamayim, and for the holiness of your Father in heaven. That's the key, is you gotta really believe that Hashem is listening to you, and He will answer your prayers, and He will increase those things that you want, giving you more staying power, more drive. That drive, right, you need Hashem's help for. You need His help for. And you know, you wake up, you're tired in the morning. How am I going to step? So you pray, Hashem, give me the koyach. I need the koyach to do it today. I got to have that excitement. And you got to pray for it. And if you pray for it, yeah, and they have to trust that Hashem's listening to you and He's going to give it to you. And you will have untold powers that you have not yet had. And that's what prayer accomplishes. You don't have it. You talk, you have such a big yetzer hara, you don't see yourself doing it. Hashem will release it. And it'll come out and you'll realize it. Tismach v'tischazek b'avodascha. Rejoice and strengthen yourself in your service of avodas HaKodesh, your holy service. Uvachol hayom, and all day long, gam es hada'aga haniskeres le'el, tarchik milibcha. This worry that you really were focused on, that we talked about until now, distance it from your heart. No more worrying for the rest of the day. You start the day worrying, make the bracha, and that's it. He's gonna say why? Ki ata aga in the brackets, hatmidis, because consistent worrying, machaleshes asamoch, it weakens the mind. Vegam hi atzma nechaleshes, and it itself weakens. In other words, the worrying itself will get weakened. You'll stop worrying. You overdose on worrying. You said, why should I worry about anything? And you just totally forget it. Right? So it's not good to worry too much. There is a negative, and that's what I think half the hands were up before I anticipated that. You know, worrying all day long isn't gonna help. You have focused times of worrying. And usually it's before davening. Before prayers. That's when you worry. He says, "Ein da agav lo cheshbon imatmidim batamid." There's no real concern and no calculations with a person who consistently are worried about it. People who consistently worry will eventually not worry because they're going to stop worrying. All right. Now, so that you stop. So what's going to keep you going? So you have thought about in the morning. So what's going to keep you going the whole day? Something's got to keep you going. Says Avol Gam B'Chol Hayom, but all day long, Tiskor Es Tachlischo Matarascha. Remember your goal of why you're living. Rak Tiskor, just remember V'Lo Tidek, but don't worry about it. That's the next stage. In other words, in the morning, get up and say, "What did Hashem create me for? He created me to bring out all the spirituality that's inside of myself, to be able to do Hashem's avoda, etc., etc. All the things why Hashem created me. Good." Now start worrying about it. I'm going to worry about it. Am I going to do it? Am I not going to do it? Oh, please, it's so important. I'm really worried about it. Now you daven. Good. Now you start your day and you're learning. And periodically through the day, just remember the goal. Think of the goal, but not the worrying of the goal. He says, and he compares it to what? Rakiisha holech baderech. You should consider yourself like a person who's going on a path. Umaskeratzmo kepam papam. And from time to time, he reminds himself, the place he's supposed to go. So that he doesn't stray this way or that way. And that which is the goal that he has to finish, he has that in mind of himself, so he does it quickly, doesn't delay it. So, you know, let's say you have to go on a business trip. It's on a business trip and you're driving. You have to drive to Detroit to Chvez. It's an important meeting. It's an important meeting. You should not be late for that meeting. If you miss that meeting, so you start off the day, you're about to get into the car, so I have a multi-million-dollar deal to close in Detroit, and it's a rainy day, and the appointment's for Chvez, 3 o'clock. So it's 6 o'clock. I'm worried about it. You know what? I'm going to leave early. And I'm going to make sure to check the oil and the gas and all that. I've worried about it. So I've done everything I can do. Now I get in the car and drive. I stop worrying. But guess what? I got to still look for the signs that say Detroit. 100 miles. Got to keep looking for the sign that says Detroit. If I'm not even looking for the sign of Detroit, I'm going to take the wrong road. So I'm not worrying. I'm not worrying, hey, what's going to be if I don't get there? It's just one thing. I know what the goal is. The goal is Detroit. Okay, so let me keep looking for the signs till I find Detroit. Because if you're not going to even think, I davened, I worried. No, I'm not worried about anything. La-di-da, turn on the radio and I'm driving, and I don't even know where the heck I'm going. So you're not going to get to the goal. So you always got to keep reminding yourself, the same thing he's going to tell you here. Lamad Torah, learn Torah. Vispalo besimcha. And daven with joy. Why? What's the joy? Al shezachisa lios nar Yisrael korav l'Hashem. That you have merited to become a young Jewish child who is already close to Hashem. To die, and that's a wonderful thing to be joyful about. To die, b'kol kocha mocha b'toraschah. Tamik v'taskil. To die, be, what's the word? Meticulous, die, exacting, good. Be exacting in all your strength, in all your mind, in your Torah, and go deep and think well in that Torah. Work hard in it. Kidah, because you're gonna know. Kidah no, please know. Shemi shemaramas asma the Torah. Person who fools himself in Torah. Veinim edayek lavinas kaldor rabur, and isn't exacting to understand every point clearly. Ubifrat mi shechoshe machshavas acheres b'shal shalom, and specifically a person has different thoughts when he's learning, meaning daydreaming. Alright? Areza chas v'shalom ezalza b'chvod Hashem. God forbid you are denigrating the honor of Hashem. Lamor saying, shechas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. It's as if God forbid you're saying, you're implying, en kedai l'lavod, it's not worth working for God. To constrain my mind, and to delve into the fiery words that are here. In other words, you gotta keep the focus and keep, after you've done, you gotta work hard in your learning. Okay? And don't slack off. Do a hard job that's based a good effort on your learning. Let's finish this up quickly. I got another 2 minutes. We'll knock these 2 paragraphs on. Techavim bitvilascha kefi yecholtechav. Concentrate in your prayers with as much ability as you have. Even if it's hard for you to understand every word that you're davening, when you're davening, especially when we're davening, you're saying a lot of words, you don't know what you're saying. You're barely saying the words correctly, let alone understanding them. But one thing, at least, remember every moment of prayer who you're standing in front of. You're standing before your Father, your merciful, awesome, holy Father. You're standing in front of Him. Even if you're just like, you know, a grandfather, a grandchild, a child's 2 years old, he's babbling away. Don't worry, the grandfather has a lot of hana seeing the kid. Even if the kid's trying to say something, going, good God, he's trying a red episode. He's saying something. Look. You know, so when you're doing this, Hashem's looking at you like a little grandchild, a little baby. He says a lot of simcha. You know, you don't know what you're saying, can't even say anything, but you know you're in front of Him. Just know you're in front of Him, that's good. Same thing. He's going through your whole avodas the whole day. Echo, when you eat, you say, and you drink, you shine, you sleep, b'chol shurcheva, as you need. Live like you need to live. You have to eat, you have to drink, you have to sleep. Fine, it's not a problem. Avtismachim chavercha, and even have fun with your friends. Chaverim tovim lomdei Torah misnag mider Hashem, who are good friends that learn Torah, that conduct themselves in the way of Hashem. That's wonderful. And feel that way and act that way. And that's fine, but just remember the goal. Every hour, what am I here for? Don't worry, just remember, that's all. If our words have entered into your hearts and you want to hear more that we got to tell you about this path, that you'll be able to rise up to Hashem, and the means in which you can connect to Torah Avoda, if I've got your attention, we can be able to hope that at the end you're going to reach the goal. Imirtz Hashem, if Hashem wants. Elamatz v'shalacha yomar Hashem, to the situation, which Hashem says, when you can reach this goal, let's say in Yirmiyahu, Bein Yakir Atali, you are a child that is precious to me. Yelet Shashuim, the child of my delight. Kimide Dabri b'chol, because whenever I talk about you, whenever I talk, it's about you. I keep remembering you. Rachema, rachamecha, I'll have compassion upon you. This is what the prophet says, how Hashem feels about His Jewish people. He's always thinking about it. He's always having compassion upon us. How's that going to be if you're always thinking about Him? Just think about the goal. Every once an hour, just take a look. You could have put on your screensaver. Remember what you're here for. Honor of Hashem, whatever you want to write. And just reminds you. And not to worry the rest of the day. And you'll do a wonderful job. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll get into now, tomorrow, some of the challenges that we find in this.